10 years ago, Vox Populi had a small conference in Berlin, and one of our founders went on stage and made a short talk about how Vox Populi evolved over the years, and that Vox Populi has become a serious organization and a serious business because we are providing open source software to many, many big organizations. And I think last year we took another step, and we had our first conference together with NetWays as an organizing company, and also together with the Formant community. I think that was very great. And I think this year we are taking it to the next step. We are way bigger here. Last year we had around 30 people attending. This time we have 50. And we also have a special guest here who is the original inventor of Puppet. So give a big round of applause for Luke Kanius.
I wasn't given very much guidance on what I should say. Mostly, I'm just happy to be here. I was in Berlin for a different conference and found out about this like the day or two after I had confirmed my time in Berlin. And I was like, it doesn't seem like Munich's that far from Berlin. Maybe I should just go down and say hi. So mostly, I'm just here to say hi. Tim asked me to talk a little about how I started Puppet, which was a really long time ago now. And just to give a little, you know, context, like, so I was fired from Puppet in September of 2016, maybe a little before September, but right around then. So 10 years ago, basically. And it was 11 years prior to that that I actually started Puppet. So I wrote the first prototype in the summer of 2004 because I was starting a new job and I wanted to have legal proof that it was my idea before I started that job in case the job decided that it was a good idea. But then when the job didn't work out, I started working full-time on Puppet in 2005 around February or April. And I had three main goals when I started the company. How many here were working in technology in 2005? Right, so we've got some old farts who remember how bad it was back then.
I was in elementary school.
Some of my like formative scarring experiences for my time as a sysadmin, which I'd spent about 7 years doing, essentially managing computers for other people, was essentially regularly being told by an executive that they had purchased a piece of software to solve some problem of mine, and now it was my job to use this piece of software and to justify their decision, which is weird, right? When you're not involved in deciding what to spend money on, deciding what problems matter, deciding how to solve the problems, deciding who should solve the, right? All you're done is like, here's the thing. So I had three main goals when I started Puppet. The first one was I wanted people like me, people like us, to be the ones building tools for people like us, right? I wanted to move past the days of software written by developers who had never talked to a sysadmin, designed by product managers who had never talked to a sysadmin, purchased by executives who regularly talked to but despised their sysadmins, and then handing that software to sysadmins saying, if you can't figure out how to make this work, it's your fault. I wanted to be the one building the software. I wanted us to be the ones building the software. The second big goal is I wanted the job of being a sysadmin to change. Some of this was rank disrespect for a lot of the people I worked with because they were really bad at their jobs. But a lot of this was like the definition of success of the work of administration was really tedious and boring. It wasn't even like, you know, SSH in a for loop was you're good at your job. The worst ones were like, you know, I worked with a guy who thought he was an amazing sysadmin and he thought his special skill was compiling Apache. And he was so excited that a new server would show up in the network and he would go and spend literally half a day compiling Apache in just the right way for that server. And of course, like, I don't ever want you to compile Apache and certainly not on production infrastructure, my man. Like, no, I wanted the job to change from this very tactical, very tedious, very like one by one individual work into spend more of our time thinking about what are the large problems, how can we draw shapes and patterns and automation out of these large problems, and then let the computers do most of the actual work, right? So I wanted that change in what our jobs were. And the third big one is I wanted us to have a seat at the table, right? When I was a sysadmin, the strategic conversations just didn't involve operations. Yes, the developers were fancy boys, and the designers were sometimes fancy boys. Obviously, product managers were given a lot of respect, but the sysadmins were never involved, right? At some point, I don't know if this language is still used, but they always said, like, at some point the code would be thrown over the wall to operations and told, like, hey, figure out how to make it work. But if it didn't work, it wasn't like the operations teams were brought back into the room and having, like, a conversation all together to figure out what was wrong. They didn't talk to each other. And it's not just, it wasn't just a breakdown in communication. It was that nobody thought the opinion of the operations teams was remotely valuable. It wasn't worth listening to. So that was, those were my three goals. I wanted software built by us and for us. I wanted the work that we actually did to change. And I wanted to be given a seat at the table. I wanted our role to become more strategic. And I think comfortably, like, people often ask me if I consider Puppet to be a success. And by those three criteria, obviously I'm not gonna try to say that I or Puppet individually made that change, right? Because there are a lot of other companies working at the same time, and probably don't know this, but I was not the only employee at Puppet. Other people were also trying to do work there. But unquestionably, the world we lived in when I started Puppet is not the world we live in today. All three of those things have absolutely changed. DevOps and SREs, you know, like the conversation we have about the role of operations in our infrastructure is wildly different than it was then. And I think most of the tools y'all use are probably written by other sysadmins, right? By other people, none of whom call each other sysadmins anymore. But the word has died, but the role is wildly different. So that's why I did what I did. Just to put a little more timing on it, I was the only employee of Puppet for the first 3.5 years. And then 3.5 years in, I was making enough money consulting, essentially just doing services around Puppet, that I hired two other people. So it was only 4.5 years into the company that I raised any money and stopped essentially like living on the small amount of revenue I could make from selling services. And then from there, we grew from 3 people to 500 people and from $300,000 to a lot of money over the course of the next 7 years or so. That's my high level. Is that good enough? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Luke, for the short overview about the history about Puppet. Before we start with the first actual talk, we put some swag on the tables. You can take it home with you. Please don't leave it here. If you really enjoyed, there is more outside. And we have a few short breaks today and the bigger lunch break. Luke is still around later, so if you would like to hear more war stories about the early days of Puppet, go ahead and just talk to him. And also in the breaks, you can come forward to this nice whiteboard, and it has the Wi-Fi password if, in case you want to Google something or fact check our talks. Okay. So the first talk of the day is from Francesco about migrating to OpenVox. Thanks.
Hi.